Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's show, we're going to talk about the latest in the Premier League, and we're going to talk about some animal idioms that we use to talk about actions.
And we've got a new football phrase for you to work out and a football prediction for you to make.
That's right. And remember, when you're listening to the podcast, if you think it's difficult to understand, you can read the transcript at the same time. And after the podcast, there are some language activities on the Premier Skills English website to help you practice and remember the new language too. Leicester City lose again.
Leicester City are only 1 point above the relegation zone and have lost their last four Premier League matches. They are the only team in all four English divisions not to have scored a league goal this year. Could they be the first league champions to be relegated since 1938?
Old man Ibrahimovic is on target again.
Manchester United's Zlatan Ibrahimovic was on target as they beat Leicester 3-0 away from home. Ibrahimovic is the first player over 35 years old to score 15 goals in a Premier League season.
Lukaku leads in the race for the Golden Boot.
We have a new top scorer in the Premier League. Everton's Romelu Lukaku hit 4 goals in their 6-3 demolition of Bournemouth. Will Lukaku win this season's Golden Boot?
I'm not sure if Zlatan would be too happy with us calling him old.
No, possibly not. Maybe we should have said experienced or mature. Or we could call him a veteran.
But it makes you think, doesn't it? We should still be getting our boots on, Jack.
Haha, maybe I should, but you're much older than me. I think you're better off with a pair of slippers with your feet up watching TV.
Very funny. Well, Zlatan has certainly taken to the Premier League like a duck to water.
Nice idiom. To take to something like a duck to water means to do something very easily, especially when you're doing something for the first time.
Like when a tiny little baby duckling learns to swim.
Yes, Rich. That's why we say, like a duck to water. There are quite a lot of these idioms that compare actions to animals and follow the same pattern. We'll look at some more of them later on. There have been some great performances in the Premier League this week.
Gabriel Jesus continued his fantastic start at Manchester City. He got both goals for City as they beat Swansea 2-1. He scored the winner in the last minute, and he's keeping Sergio Aguero out of the team.
Yes, he's doing brilliantly. Jermaine Defoe scored 2 for Sunderland. They beat Crystal Palace 4-0 away from home. I don't understand Sunderland. They can never win in the first half of the season and then suddenly start winning. I'm sure they'll stay up.
Yes, you're probably right. They might finish above Leicester. Our player of the week this week, however, is Everton's Romelu Lukaku. He scored 4 times last weekend.
Yes, a great performance. I think his first goal was the best. Check out the Romelu Lukaku article on our homepage. In the article, we ask you who will win the Golden Boot this season. It's very close at the top of the goal-scoring charts.
I'm going for Diego Costa.
Yeah, maybe. But I think it'll be Ibrahimovic. Let us know what you think in this week's Player of the Week article. In this week's language focus, we're going to take a look at some of those idioms, like the one we used about Zlatan Ibrahimovic. What was that again?
Like a duck to water. Ibrahimovic has taken to the Premier League like a duck to water.
Yes, that was it. It means when you do something for the first time and you find it very easy and you're very good at it.
You said before, Jack, that there are quite a lot of these types of idioms.
Yes, there are. And I can think of one that's very famous in football. It's like a headless chicken.
Ah, yes, very good. I know this one.
It's a bit gruesome to imagine.
Wait, gruesome is a difficult word. It describes something that is horrible or shocking. It's often used to talk about an injury when there's lots of blood.
Yes, you could say gruesome or horrific or grisly. They're all quite difficult words. It's a bit gruesome to imagine a chicken with its head cut off.
Yes. I've heard that if you cut off a chicken's head, it will keep on running about.
Yeah, but because it's got no head, it runs in circles and crashes into things.
And that's why this idiom is used in football. It describes a midfielder who runs around a lot but doesn't really know what he's doing.
Yes, I've heard this one a lot from fans. They say, "We need to change this player. He's running around like a headless chicken."
Another idiom that follows this pattern is like a bear with a sore head.
Yes, it describes someone who's in a very bad mood and is nasty to other people and often complains a lot.
Yes, you might talk about your boss in the office and say to a colleague, "Don't talk to him this morning. He's like a bear with a sore head."
I can imagine this one in football too. After a bad result, the players might say this about the manager at training. "He's like a bear with a sore head this morning."
Yes, definitely. So, that's three that follow the same pattern. Like a duck to water, like a headless chicken, and like a bear with a sore head. There are lots more, too.
We're going to say five more idioms, and we want you to try to work out what they mean.
And then tell us in the comments section. And also try to give us an example. This can be a personal example, or maybe using football like we did with the examples we spoke about.
Okay, so here are the five for you. They are like a fish out of water, like a bull in a china shop, like a rabbit caught in the headlights, and two that are a bit different: raining cats and dogs, and hold your horses.
Let me just repeat them in case you didn't get them. Like a fish out of water, like a bull in a china shop, like a rabbit caught in the headlights, raining cats and dogs, and hold your horses.
So, in the comments section below, just give us a definition and an example. You can write about all of them, or just one if you prefer.
And if you want us to correct your English, just write "correct me" at the start of your message. Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was transfer deadline day. It's the day the transfer window closes. Transfer deadline day was the 31st of January.
Wait a minute, I've got a joke.
Really? Oh no.
Leicester City bought Wilfred Ndidi during the transfer window.
Yes, that's right. Do you think he can make a difference for Leicester?
Ndidi can.
Ah, sorry. Oh no. Rich, please, that's an awful joke. Anyway, well done to Kwesi Manifest from Ghana, Alex from Ukraine, Mess from Armenia, and Shibonyonok from Russia. All of you correctly said the answer was transfer deadline day.
Let me see if I can get this right this week. Congratulations to Shibonyonok from Russia. Let me know if that was any better, Shibonyonok.
The football phrase this time is to... It's a phrasal verb, and it means to remain in the division and not be relegated. Sunderland and Leicester City are two teams who are fighting to this season.
I think Leicester will, but I think Sunderland will go down.
Yeah, but your predictions are not always correct. Speaking of which, it's time for this week's prediction.
Last week's prediction was Chelsea against Arsenal. And I got top marks last week. I predicted 3-1. And that was the final score. Jack went for an Arsenal win. But our listeners also went with a 3-1 win to Chelsea.
I think we were a bit late publishing last week. But anyway, that means Rich and our listeners are looking good at the top of our prediction league. What's your prediction this week, Rich?
This week's Premier League prediction is Liverpool against Spurs. Liverpool are on a terrible run and haven't won in the Premier League this year. Spurs are up to second and are Chelsea's main challengers at the top. I know this doesn't make sense, but I think Liverpool will win on Saturday. Final score, Liverpool 2, Tottenham 1.
Can't just follow your team, Rich. You've got to go with the form book. I think Spurs will win 2-0.
Right, that's all we have time for this week.
Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below. And remember to make your Premier League prediction in the vote.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.